Makes me think about that song I learned as a little kid. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. It's DC Talk, colored people. Good morning, Doug and Kim.
It's 11 minutes past the hour. DC Talk song giving us a little springboard into a topic we wanted to tackle this morning, and you're more than welcome to join us at 1-800-826-3637. Special guest this hour is parent and pastor Chris Williamson. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, you've been on the show before.
Yes,
I
have.
Great to have you back. We've got some crazy things going on in our world, and it actually happened in your own home, and we just wanted you to bring the story to us this morning.
Well, on February the 1st, the principal of Poplar Grove Middle School discovered some racist graffiti and a string tied into a noose hanging from a restroom stall in the boys' bathroom, 7th and 8th grade hall. And so from there, it has snowballed into a frenzy because there were many parents who weren't notified until days, even weeks after the event. So as parents, we felt unsure of the matter, because if we weren't told about this, what else weren't we told about? But after talking with the principal, we tried to put ourselves in her shoes, and she was acting as best she could when she took down the graffiti and took down the noose and didn't notify the police till later. We tried to understand where she was coming from. We felt that she was sincere in her actions, but sincerely wrong at the same time. And so after having parents and teachers come to me as a parent, as well as a community leader, as a pastor, we felt that we really had no choice but to notify the media, because this was and is a hate crime, and it is indicative of where our culture is, and we wanted to stop it now so that we wouldn't have a repeat of a Gina 6 in our own hometown.
Now, since that first incident, unfortunately, there have been several others in that same school, in neighboring schools, even today in different communities, finding out about other things that have been going on along those lines. Where do you think some of this is coming from?
Well, it's coming from the home, first and foremost. You know, you have the major institutions of the home, school, and church, and of course the business sector. But these kids are acting out in school things that they find acceptable at home. So really, to me, the children are a reflection of the parents. We like to think it's just the kids. But in my home, there are things that are unacceptable. There are things that there's an environment that we create in our home, the way we live our lives. And although children are individuals and they can make choices, however, they're still sponges and they learn, and they are under influence at home. And so I think a lot of this tells us that we're not as far along as a society as we would like to think we are concerning race relations. And the children, once again, they're just a reflection of the parents. There are many parents who hold those views, and they use derogatory language at home at the dinner table, as far as their comedy, their entertainment choices that show that they're against certain kinds of people groups. And so the kids pick up on this, and kids are not able to temper it as well as sophisticated adults who keep their comedy and their use of certain words around certain people. But the kids pick up on it, and they use it, and they use it as a way, because they don't know how to deal with their own fears. And so they reach out and they hurt people with their own fears.
For the parents that are in the midst of this particular issue, or if it hasn't happened in your neck of the woods yet or recently, racial reconciliation is the topic that we want to handle today, and we'll be talking with Pastor Chris about some of the things that we can do, how we can make some changes, and you're more than welcome to participate in this discussion. 1-800-826-3637, because I think one of the things is we just don't talk about it, right?
You're right. And we usually only talk about it when something like this happens, when there's been a powder keg explosion. Now we talk about race, and it's usually not the best environment to talk about it in, because there's hostility, there's resentment, and we're looking at information from a particular case, but we're not really getting to know one another. And so usually after we've said what we need to say and it calms down, then we go back to our isolated lives until the next blow up occurs. So hopefully, you know, we can use this to draw closer. I believe the hard work starts now as we walk in solution. It's one thing to notify and recognize a problem because you really can't heal until you recognize that there is a sickness. But once you recognize that there's a sickness called racism and prejudice and stereotyping and profiling, now walking it out, that's the hard part. And a lot of us don't want to do that.